Floor hockey, swimming, and volleyball are among the 18 sports offered by the Special Olympics Illinois during normal times. But these, of course, are not normal times due to COVID-19. Even though much Special Olympics activity has been sidelined due to the pandemic, athletes are finding ways to keep active and engaged. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger tells us about one of those athletes.
William Reynolds loves playing the drum kit set up in the living room of his home in Macomb. Drumming is not an Olympic sport, but William says it does help him prepare for sports.
It's exercise, and it helps me keep in shape. So
the drumming does?
Yes. It's good exercise, and it makes me feel good, too.
Playing sports also makes him feel good. Basketball and softball are his favorites. William says he has always liked basketball, and he enjoys being the catcher in softball.
I get to throw the ball to the pitcher, and that's fun too. So, and then wearing the face guard shield when I'm behind home plate.
William stands more than 6 feet tall and looks like he could slug a softball a country mile. William is excited about the Special Olympics and says it's about more than competition.
To have things to do, to make friends. I'm in my happy place when I'm doing the Olympics a lot.
But it is at least a little bit about competition.
Try to win medals, too.
He's never been to the statewide Special Olympics. He hoped to do so this year, competing in his favorite sports and taking in festivities such as the opening ceremonies. This audio is from the 2019 opening ceremonies in Normal. There is no audio from the 2020 opening ceremonies because no festivities and no games took place due to the pandemic. For now, all Special Olympics team sports remain suspended, which means athletes are missing out on opportunities, and not just in terms of competition.
They have missed out on a lot of that socialization, and just like us, they need that to be able to stay healthy.
Julie Eggleston is program coordinator for the McDonough County Special Recreation Association. She says not only are the team games suspended, but it's been a challenge just to hold practices.
We utilize high school gyms, and the high school gyms are restricting any outside organizations coming in to utilize their gym space because of COVID-19.
Eggleston says the Special Olympics Illinois is doing what it can to keep athletes active. For example, virtual competitions are taking place. Athletes must train individually with coaches or family members, then submit scoring to the Special Olympics office. Even during this downtime for team sports, Eggleston is still urging athletes to get physicals. That way, they'll be ready to compete when the time comes.
We want everybody to be ready to rock and roll as soon as we can.
William Reynolds was ready to rock and roll this year, and he did, even though the in-person competitions were not held. The Special Olympics usually holds a torch run across the state in advance of each year's games. This year, they held a virtual torch run, and William took part by riding his bicycle for 2 miles.
Then I had to put my picture with my bicycle on the Special Olympics website, and then they sent me a shirt and a medal for doing that.
William enjoyed receiving the medal so much that he's trying a new sport in hope of earning more Olympic glory. For now, he's bowling as part of a social program through the Special Recreation Association. He knows he must work on his technique.
I have to look at the arrows and make sure it goes down there. Straight down to get all the pins.
William hopes to improve enough to compete in the Special Olympics in bowling, as well as basketball, softball, and track and field. And he hopes to one day hear the roar of the crowd while competing in the Special Olympics Illinois. But during a year when so much of normal life has been upended, William Reynolds is thankful for what he does have. His family and friends, the occasional activities, and his first Special Olympics medal. Rich Egger reporting.